All right, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. Will, what story are we telling? What story?
Turtle.
A turtle story. Turtle. All right, I got a...
What's my favorite kind of animal?
What's your favorite?
A turtle.
Okay, glad to know that. Okay. All right. Once upon a time, there was a rabbit. And this rabbit was very, what's the right word? He bragged a lot. He was very arrogant. He had a lot of pride. He thought he was the best at everything. And he wanted to make sure that everybody knew that he was the best at everything. Do you know anybody like that? No, don't say any names. But if you know, there's some people, and even we probably sometimes have a tendency, don't we, to brag, to make it seem like we are better than we are at things, or sometimes we really think we're the best at everything, and we tell everybody that we're the best at everything. Well, there was a rabbit like that, and his name was Harry, and this rabbit, he loved carrots. And he loved to run. He would run from one carrot patch to the other. He knew where every carrot patch in the whole county was, and he would run to every carrot patch.
Rabbits don't run, they hop.
Well, this rabbit, he ran, because he could run, and he wanted to make sure that everybody knew that he could run faster than any other rabbit or animal around. And he would run slash hop to all of the different carrot patches in the whole county. He knew where they all were. And he bragged about it everywhere he went. He said, I love carrots, and I know where all the carrots are. And I go to every carrot patch in the county, and I can get there faster than a whip. And he would. Well, one day, there was a race. It was the county race. And the only condition to be in this race is you had to be an animal. Any animal could join the race. But most animals, they didn't really want to join the race because, first of all, they had better things to do than an animal race. And second, everybody knew that the rabbit, even though Harry bragged a lot, and he told everybody how good he was, he actually was pretty fast. And everybody didn't think that they could beat him. So there wasn't very many people in the race. Well, lo and behold, there was somebody new to the county. And his name was Bernie. And they actually called him Sanders. And so Bernie, or Sanders for short, he was new to the county, and he wanted to meet people, and he was a turtle. And he knew that since he's a turtle, turtles are naturally slow, that he probably wouldn't win the race, but he thought it would be a fun way to meet people. And he joined just to have fun. Well, he got there for the race. There was only four people in the race. There was Harry. There was Bernie Sanders. And then there was a mouse. And then there was a woodchuck. Well, they got ready for the race. And the rabbit said to everybody in the race, he said to the mouse and the woodchuck and Bernie Sanders, he said, I'm going to beat you guys. I'm going to beat you guys 10 times till Sunday. And he was just bragging. And he was making the other guys feel so bad. And he was like, I'm the best. You can't beat me. I'm Harry. I'm the rabbit. I know every rabbit. I know every carrot patch from here and all over the county. And I've ran to all of them. You're never going to beat me. And all the other animals, they were kind of annoyed. But they knew that the rabbit was probably going to beat them. So they decided that they were just going to do their best. And of course, Bernie Sanders, he was there, and he didn't really care. He just wanted to meet people and make friends, but all he was doing is making this rabbit brag a lot. Well, they started the race. The gun went off, and it was time to run. Well, the rabbit, he started running backwards just to kind of brag. And the mouse, he started running as fast as he could. He didn't get very far, and he pulled a hamstring. And he said, "Oh, my hammy, my hammy." And that wasn't very good. And the woodchuck, he's running along. He got about halfway through the race, and he was actually doing pretty good. He was keeping up with the Harry pretty good. And all of a sudden, the woodchuck, he stopped. He said, "Huh, I think I smell some berries." And he wandered off to find some berries, just in the middle of the race. He was more concerned about berries than he was about winning the race. Harry couldn't believe it. Well, why would you care more about something else than winning this race? Winning the race is the most important thing ever. So then you could tell everybody about how great you were. Well, that's what Harry thought anyway. Well, meanwhile, Bernie, he's way back there. And he's just going as fast as he can, but as fast as a turtle can isn't very fast. And Harry, he looked back there. He's on top of a hill, and he can see old Bernie back there. He's like, "Man, that guy's never going to catch me. He's never going to catch me." So he's like, "You know what? I know a carrot patch that's pretty close to here. I'm going to run, and I'm gonna get a carrot out of the carrot patch. I'm going to go have a snack, and I might have a couple carrots, and I might take a little snooze. And I'll go take a little snooze, and I could be back in plenty of time to win this race." So he took off, ran to the carrot patch, got there, started eating some carrots. He ate 5 or 6 of them. And then he decided that he would sit down and take a little snooze. So he fell asleep, and he got up, and he noticed the sun was a little further down than he thought it was going to be. But he hustled and got back to the race. And he got back there, and he thought that Bernie was still way back. He looked back in the race. He looked back there. He couldn't see him. He's like, "Man, Bernie, he's really slow." So he said, "Well, Bernie's either way back there or he gave up." Well, so the rabbit said, "Well, I might as well run this race." So he started running the race, and he got up, and he got over the hill, and he could see the finish line. And as he was looking down at the finish line, you know who he saw that was just getting close to the finish line? Old Bernie Sanders. And there he said, "Oh no, I got a sprint." And he ran as fast as he could, and he sprinted as fast as he could, and Bernie was running as fast as he could. And Bernie was almost there, and Harry was catching up to him, and they were neck and neck. And then, all of a sudden, at the very end, old Bernie stuck his head out of his shell a little bit longer and crossed the finish line right before Harry did. And the turtle won the race. And Harry, he didn't have anything to brag about anymore. He got beat in a race by a turtle. All right, let's pray, okay? Is that a good story? Mm-hmm. You heard it before?
Sorta.
All right. Yeah, that was my own version. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for these boys. I pray that you would help them to have a good night's sleep tonight. I pray that you would help them to stay healthy. I pray that they would have a good day at school tomorrow. And I pray that you would be with Mom, help her to get better and get over her cold. And we pray that you would help these guys to grow up to be big and strong, to love you with all of their hearts. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.